It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it is the first Friday of the month, and that means we get to say good morning to Liz Stahl with the University of Minnesota Extension Office. Did you have a good new year?
I did. It was good. Hopefully everybody else did as well.
Yeah, now we shift gears and we start steaming ahead into the new year.
Well, that's right. This is the prime time. The winter meeting season is kicking off here. So, yeah, I was hoping I could talk about some of the upcoming events we have going on here.
And there is a lot. Strategic farming, let's start with that.
Yeah, that will be kicking off here on January 7th. We're going to start off, before I talk about what the specific programs we got, just a little bit about the program again. If nobody's ever joined us before, we offer this session each week now from starting in January. It goes through the end of March. It's online, so it's real easy to get there. Don't have to worry about any winter weather. Just pull up your computer and join. It goes from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning, and it is at no cost thanks to sponsorship from the Minnesota Corn Research and Promotion Council and the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. We have topics anywhere from crop diseases and insects to weed management, soil health, nutrient management, water quality, cover crops, farm financials, and a whole wide range of topics. So anybody who's interested is welcome to join in. You just need to register one time for the whole series. You don't have to register for each one. And it's all on our website at z.umn.edu/strategic farming. And we do offer continuing ed credits too for those that join live, which is a nice little benefit besides the fact you can, you know, ask questions of the presenters live. We really do try to address all those questions during the live program, but we do have recordings too if you can't make it for that session.
Okay. Now, did you mention which day of the week this is?
Yeah, if I didn't, it's Wednesday morning. So okay. We start off, like I said, on January 7th. And our first session, we're going to kick off with soil compaction. Title's Quick to Cause, Slow to Remedy. We've got Jody DeYoung Hughes. She's an extension educator, works in water resources. So that'll be our first session. Should be a great topic. On the 14th of January, we've got Edge of Field Technology for Managing Nitrate Losses. And we'll have Jeff Strock on there from the Southwest Research and Outreach Center in Lamberton and Brad Carlson. He's another extension educator in water quality. On January 21st, we'll be live from the Minnesota Ag Expo, so looking at current priorities for corn and soybean production. So we'll have, you know, a number of commodity group representatives and some farm leadership and U of M researchers that we're planning to have join us there. And then on the 28th of January, farm finance, that's going to be the topic of the day, you know, looking at news from the grain markets, the program FinBin, looking at those data from those that resource and USDA data and the Farm Bill. We've got Frayn Olson from North Dakota State University. He's an ag economist there. And then Nathan Helinski, he's an extension educator working in ag and business management, will be on that session. And then, you know, again, since I won't talk to you probably before this session happens either, February 4th, we'll have Protecting Pollinators and Still Producing Plenty. So we've got Dan Careview from the U of M Bee Lab will be on that session too. So again, that's just our first month there of topics. So a lot of good topics coming up.
Well, it kind of gives you an idea of what kind of topics are going to be covered. And again, you only have to sign up once to be a part of all of them.
That's right. So that's really a nice way to do it. Again, just go to that Strategic Farming website, and you can pull up all the topics. And again, that's where we'll also post all the recordings of the sessions too. Plus, we do have the recordings from last year's and the, you know, previous year's topics. You can access it through that website as well. But again, you know, it's nice that it's online because again, it's, you know, should fit into your schedule really easily. It is nice to join in live. Like I said, then you can ask your questions as they come up in the session. But if you can't do that, you can always pull up, you know, and listen to the recording after the fact, too.
Very good. All right, Liz, so we've got a lot coming up with the strategic farming, and that's something everybody should take advantage of. You also have got lots of events coming up. that we need to mention. The winter crops days, for one.
Yeah, that's one, too. I wanted to make sure I highlighted today. We have our winter crops day and research updates. Now, those programs are together this year, so we won't have separate programs for them. They'll be together. We'll be at Waseca at the Southern Research and Outreach Center on January 8th, but then Lamberton at the Southwest Research and Outreach Center on January 15th. Now, for both of those locations, the program will run from 9 to 4, and any crop producers that want to attend, thanks to support from the Minnesota Corn Research and Promotion Council and the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, their registration fee will be waived. Ag professionals, there is a fee, you know, at the door, but you will get CUs for the sessions too. But again, it's really nice to have that sponsorship from the commodity groups. At each location, the morning session's going to be a little bit different because it's tailored to who's actually, you know, what research is going on at on that particular research and outreach center. But in the afternoon, we'll have Dean Melvick at both sessions talking about corn and soybean diseases. That was a big hot topic here this last year. So again, he's going to be talking about, you know, latest research and what's been going on with that. Dan Kaiser will be on talking about sulfur, you know, when you need it and when to apply it. We'll have Devlin Sarangi talking about weed management. And then Jeff Coulter, he's a corn agronomist, will be talking about the latest work he's been doing as well.
Very good. And, I, you know, it says something about how the businesses feel about these events that you put on when they're willing to sponsor to help pay for the opportunity for people to come. It just shows you how important some of these are to attend.
Yeah, it was really great because, again, a lot of this this research is benefiting all the our corn and soybean producers and other, you know, commodities and production as well, too. So, again, it's a really nice way, too, to help get the information that or the research that they're supporting, get it out to the producers because, yep, it does cost money to put these things on. You know, we try to do it as economically as possible, but you know, there's unfortunately no magical money tree that we can draw from. So, you know, again, it really does help to get that sponsorship so we can get this out to a wide as group as possible.
All right. Other events coming up we need to mention?
Well, there's another big one that I do want to mention, too, and this one's further north. But if you're feeling like a road trip, we've got our Soil Management Summit. We do that once a year. The location changes throughout the state. So this is the year that it's up station to be up north. So it'll be up in Fargo. That'll be January 14th and the 15th. But again, if you're really interested in, you know, learning more about reduced tillage and cover crops, this is a great program. We're working with North Dakota State University on this one as well this year. So it's a Soil Management Summit plus the Dakota Innovation Research and Technology, or the DIRT, conference. Those are all rolled into one this year. Again, that's January 14th and 15th. And you can find more details online about that program, too, if you're interested and able to make the trip up north.
And that would be on your website, right?
Yeah, yep. And they do have a special website, too, a quick link here. It's just z.umn.edu/sms-dirt. But, again, you can get to that through our CROPS website as well if you go on the upcoming events.
Okay, very good. And as long as we're talking about the website, you talk about a resource that's just out there for you. The website has tons of stuff on it.
Well, that's right. You know, we've got our fertilizer guidelines, I should say, on there, information about, you know, latest diseases and insect and weed research and, you know, research and information on there, unbiased resources, a lot of information on cover crops. It's just really kind of our one-stop shop for information, and that's our Extension Crops website at z.umn.edu/crops. And again, you can go on to there and look under upcoming events, so you should be able to pull up, you know, what upcoming events are coming up in your area and look by date or by location. Plus, I also want to put in a plug our Minnesota Crop News blog. That's a really nice resource, too. We get information out on there throughout the year. Like, for example, now, you know, promoting a lot of the programs coming up, but also as people get their, you know, research results summarized and put together, you know, that information is getting put out on this blog. And it's also great, too, throughout the year, you know, as things come up and issues arise, that's our main vehicle to get information out to everybody. So if you're not currently subscribed to that, really do recommend take a look at that. Get on the list. If it's something that doesn't pertain to you, just got to hit delete. You know, but again, you'll get all the articles that are coming out from the U of M crops team and our soils people and so forth, too, as that information comes out.
And it doesn't cost a thing.
That's right. That's right. Yep. So it's just, again, real nice, handy resource. And it is just a key way, you know, to get information out to people, because you got to look at, you know, hey, we're really trying to get answer those questions that people have right now that really affect their operations. And, you know, it's an unbiased source of information. I guess I like to get my information not filtered through somebody else. So, hey, if you can attend one of our events, that's what you're going to get, is the unbiased information, unfiltered. And, you know, if you have any questions, hey, if you're attending one of our events, just ask us, you know, and talk to us. That's where we get a lot of ideas from other people, too, and is just those interactions at these meetings.
It is going to be a busy January.
That's right. Yep. Winter meeting season, we're putting on a few miles, that's for sure. So hopefully the weather cooperates and all the stars align and we can get all these things out. So that's why it is nice, too, to have a mix of the online and in-person, because, you know, it's great to do both. And hopefully people can at least attend, you know, one of these sessions. And we'd love to have people join us.
Very good. Liz, is there anything else we need to mention today?
Well, I think that covers most of our things here, too. I didn't talk about this yet either, but we will have our private pesticide applicator recertification workshops. Those will be coming out as well, too. I didn't mention those dates yet, but we will start kicking those off at the end of January and then going throughout February in the southwestern part of the state, too. So stay tuned for that. That information will be coming out, through our website and also through, you know, we'll have the links out on our Minnesota Crop News blog as well, too. So if you're up for recertification, there's been some changes on that, this is a good year to go to one of those workshops, too, where you don't have to take the test and get that recertification renewed.
All right. Liz Stahl, hey, thanks for talking with us today.
Yes, sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. That is Liz Stahl with the University of Minnesota Extension Office, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope on KDOM.